holding in Simon Kufr Tess, which is one sif. Shiva Shevteinu, Chesim Bo HaMelech Ohed Stoko Mishpot. So the Chesim for the whole year is Melech Ohed Stoko Mishpot. Rosh Hashanah Vad Yom Kippurim, Chesim HaMelech HaMishpot. So he says HaMelech HaMishpot, which means right now Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech who is in the state of Mishpot at this point in time. The Ramah holds that Melech Ohed Stoko Mishpot, even though that's talking about a general term, is that the Bereshit in general loves Mishpot, but does not indicate that right now he's acting as the Melech HaMishpot, which therefore we could argue paper it's not really the same thought. No, but since you mentioned that Bereshit is the Melech of Mishpot, that's sufficient. Enter Alachsar. Bli Amru Sheachsar. That halacha that you would have to go back if a person forgot HaMelech HaMishpot, you would have to go back, is referring to B'malkam Shev B'kol Hashan Armi Mahakel Ohed Stoko Mishpot. There was actually a version of the bracha of Hakel Ohed Stoko Mishpot. So there's no mention of HaMelech over there at all in that phrase. So then, in such as if that would be the standard language for the whole year, and a person would say that during the Seres Mitzvah, he would not be Yotzi, and he'd have to go back, because he did not mention Melech. But over here he mentions Melech and Mishpot, and that's sufficient. Come on, Mr. Tovkuf Pei Beis. Okay. Mr. Verz, I've gotten out of Melech Ohev. Remember, B'chol Hashanah, HaMelech HaMishpot, or HaKel HaMishpot, is Yotzah. If a person mentions HaMelech HaMishpot the whole year, the Maisa, the point that he's saying is the Bershom is the source of Mishpot, and that's sufficient. Okay. HaMelech HaMishpot b'shnei heyin. There's a hey on both the word HaMelech and the word HaMishpot.
During the Yisar Simei
Tshuva. The Yisar is that a person should be careful to say that both heys. Kishamim de lo yotso, the person says Melech HaMishpot or HaMelech Mishpot, he will not be Yotze, some according to some. Therefore, a person should be careful. Kamogim b'riyevet, imomer HaMelech HaMishpot lo yachzer. B'riyevet, he would not go back if he leaves out the hey of HaMelech.
Is it Melech HaMishpot?
Melech HaMishpot,
but not HaMelech HaMishpot.
Correct. So in that situation, but he would not go back.
Talking about during the Yisrael
Smeichah. Obviously. Okay.
That
would
imply that HaMelech Mishpot, he would have to go back?
That would sound like that, yeah. Because that really has no mashmos, HaMelech Mishpot. Melech HaMishpot, Alpi Klole Dikduk, would be translated as the King of Judgment. Over here, right, the King of Judgment, because in our general, when we have two words which are smochim, some of one to the other, you put the hey by the second word. So HaMelech HaMishpot is stressing that the Bershom expresses as Malchus specifically through Mishpot, the King of Judgment, who is sitting now in judgment, but. So that's a different level, but at least Melech HaMishpot is the King of Judgment. The King of Judgment.
Melech HaMishpot.
Yeah, in Lord Sir Lachser. Ramah holds, if you say Melech HaMishpot, you don't have to go back. By Mechredim Demaski. The Mechredim say like this. The Nisra Tekhali Dibur Me'is Omer Umishpot. Melech HaMishpot, the last word is Umishpot. So within Tekhali Dibur of that word, he realizes his mistake. Omer HaMelech HaMishpot. He should correct it. So since the Rosh Chodesh does not Yotzei as is, and you would have to go back. So if you can correct it, you should correct it. Our minig is the pasuk. Our minig Ashkenazim with the father of Ramah that you're Yotzei. That doesn't mean you shouldn't try and correct it if you have the opportunity. Okay. Simon Kuf Yutes. Then I write to the Hoisiv of Brachos. Aleph. Im rotzel hoisi b'chol b'rocha me'am soyois me'ein b'rocha. Person wants to add requests in the middle brachas, the middle 13 brachas. He wants to ask requests, which is of the same topic of the bracha. Moitzi, we can do that. Kesa. Hoyo lechel. A person has somebody who is ill. Mevaka shalom rachamim b'brachas v'fueno. We give davening for Hashem mercy on this ill person. The bracha v'fueno. Hoyo tzarch l'pranasa. He can ask for it in the bracha of Birchas Hashanah. Okay, now, so the Ramah, because who Moisef, when you add, where should you add? So you ask him a bracha. You shouldn't make your request before you start the bracha, but rather you first start saying the bracha. But then somewhere in the middle of the thought process of the bracha, you add this request. You don't say it first. You can make any request that you want. Now, according to Ben Yonah, okay. If you're making a request in one of the brachas along the topic of that bracha, so like this, he's asking for Klal Yisrael as a need. So the loch is you ask it for it in the language of the of Rabin. That you put at the end of the bracha before the chasim. Okay? That's if it's for tzibur. Yom shal tzroch of mamish, if he has a personal request, v'en shi'e shechel b'sabeis, so yeshu tzarech l'panos, the example that you gave before, yachol yishol afil b'em sabrach, that you ask for it in somewhere in the contents of the bracha, not at the end. But v'u shi'ishol b'loshen yachad, you ask for it, I have a need, and Hashem, please help me. Singular language. Below Lashon Rabin. Okay.
Well, that's a need for the community as a whole.
The community as a whole, you have to say at the end of the bracha.
Have to say it at the end of the bracha?
Yeah.
Before the bracha, right before the bracha to end.
Right.
What about if it's for the family?
Lashon Rabin?
Family would also be Lashon Yachin.
Yachin.
Yeah. Rabin would be for like a whole city or a whole, or all of Klal Yisrael, or something of that sort. So that over there in Shemaya Tefillah you can make any request that you need. Same thing at the end of Shemaya Esrei as well. Okay, so what's this about? There has to be a real need. The real need is right now somebody is sick. I need parnasa right now. You can't add into the language of the bracha. Chazal, when they set up the language of the bracha, you have a specific need, you can add for it. But the general concept that I would like to remain healthy. Okay, it's a need, but it's you're asking for the future. That chazal, they gave you a nusach what to say, and that's it. But mashenkin b'shemei tefila, afila ala osid b'shoy levakish. Shemei tefila being a general bracha, you could add anything even for the future as well. Now he says, hoyoloi. It doesn't necessarily mean it's relative. It means that you're asking for an individual who needs right now, or for a person who needs parnasa right now, but you're asking for a present need, is the point. So you can ask for the rachamim for the person in the bracha of refuah. I pray on Hashem the ma'isi mezoyer, parshat v'yishlach, hatzileni noa. The betfila boy the frushe mile kidakoyos. You have to explain yourself clearly when you're done. Okay. Therefore, Hamavakish Rachman al Khabira and Sarkla has Shmoy, Shema Kel no Rafon no law, well his Kush Miriam, and he mila befun of Slobafun Sarkla has Kishmoy. If you have to make the request clearly, see if you're davening, you go to visit somebody and the person is ill, not well, you're davening to Hashem and there in his presence, so you don't have to say the person's name. It's clear, Hashem, please heal him or her. But if the person is not present, you have to indicate who you're davening for. You say do it by saying the person's name. Okay. Then he said, This bakasha has to be after you said the bracha. You can't say it before the bracha starts. Yasub bracha. The first last says ikar mimat beish tov chachamim chashishloi tia tfei lo b'lo lehebech. It has to be clear that the ikar nusach of the bracha is what was our masakan, and your bakasha is secondary. So you say it first, that's going to be confusing that that's not true. It looks like you're making that the priority by saying it first. Okay. Kasa prima godim. The sort of hakti will remember sholem in a bracha. You can't say two words and stop. You have to say a full thought. Kagun. In rotsu levaka sheyitin lo Hashem deya. You need help for wisdom and knowledge to understand a certain situation. You're asking for that by caution. So yartim v'yomer atochinin lo dom das. You have to say a full thought. Person, you give the person das. Please give me das. Okay, I will only take this atol. But you can't say, "Well, if it's not the bracha, atol, brusha, please give me das." If they say atochin in l'domach, you have to take full thought. Okay, gavul chol bracha. So that would be true by any one of the brachas. There has to be at least a full thought has been mentioned in the bracha, and then you can talk about your personal bakash. Okay, now the in shemay tefillah, you can add in any need that you have. Tzaracha dalit. So he brings over here. It's proper to say vidui in Shema Tefillah. Now, the reason why that's so is because the Torah says that vidui takes place lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem. So, we find in Mashal on Yom Kippur that our vidui is said in Shemoneh Esrei. Why is it in Shemoneh Esrei? Because the Rambam says when he describes Shemoneh Esrei that Shemoneh Esrei is an act of amida lifnei Hashem. So if you have to say vidui lifnei Hashem, and Shemoneh Esrei is when we stand lifnei Hashem, so it makes sense that the vidui should be said in Shemoneh Esrei. So even though it's not a bakasha, you're not requesting anything. I mean, you know, you're casting help, you know. But the main point is just the vidui, so you can still do so. You say all the language of a vidui, like we say chatosi v'sipshat. Number one. Number two, you should ask for Hashem to help you, even though you are right now not in need. But we said, like you said later on, in Shemat Yil, you can ask for the future as well. Hashem, please make sure that I have pranos. V'yesha abim mechudish. You will mention the specific aveira that you have, whatever it might be. You'll say, just as opposed to saying a general statement, if you have something specifically in mind, you should say that. Say it with a lowered heart and with a sound of a voice of crying. This we are no the tefillah of the fact the version of Shema Kabbalah you're reading
in the Shema Kabbalah.
Yeah, the Kabbalah of Shalas is oid kazemidaita. The person should commit not to do it again intentionally or being aware. V'im love oz mekatri himalov chas shalom elamala. If a person says the vidri not having been the Kabbalah to change, so it just creates a kitrug in Shemai. Why am I b'mash akzav b'sim akuf chabez b'sim kol ches b'shem echayon. So the person should daven for the chayyot makes a list. The person should daven for his needs, for pranosa, that his Torah should remain in his family, his descendants should all be of the Hashem. Okay. Fine. Now, comes the Ben Yonah says, if you're saying it in a tefillah for Klal Yisrael, you should say it in Lashon Rabin, you should say it at the end of the bracha. You should call yourself Udin Mishvil Rabin. It's Lav Dafka for all of Klal Yisrael, even if it be just for a large group of Klal Yisrael, Rabin. You say it Lashon Rabin, Lav Lashon Yachid, Vav, Kiman Shu, Armro, Mishvil Rabin. You say it for Klal Yisrael, so why would you say Lashon Yachid? And you say it B'Soif HaBracha. I bring on the Simon Kuchabez, which is the Zobs of Sadal Lermadafka, Kanam Shamra Brucha to Hashem, Lacha Kain, near the Osir. Vine Shom, they don't borrow the Lord of Rizet. He said, you do it at the end, you can't stop in the middle of Habrochah to Hashem, Melech, whatever Bakasha you're adding over there. Brochot Hashem and Kamesi Chayim. So you can't say Brochot Hashem and make the Bakasha that the Bereshit should bring out Kol of Klai Yisrael from the Golus. The Kamesi Chayim of Yisrael. You can't do in the middle of the words Brochot Hashem. That's too late.
So you're saying for a large section of Klai Yisrael, you would still say if it's sort of individualized, it would still be Biyachid? Is that what?
No, I'm saying for Klai Yisrael, the Mishabur says the Hudin Mishil Rabim. It doesn't have to be for all of Klai Yisrael, it can be just be for a large group of Klai Yisrael, like a city or whatever that would be. So you say it at the end of Aloy, so not in the middle. Ches. Why? Kshekeshashol Tzarchi Rabim Be'emsa Bracha, Nirikim Moisav Alam Be'eshetitu Chacham. We spoke about this on Monday. And when you make this extra request, it looks like since you're supposed to say Lashon Rabbin because you're asking for all of Klai Yisrael, it fits very nicely into the language of the bracha. It looks like you're changing the language of the bracha. Right, so we say in the middle that the Rishon should send four shlem in the middle. Four shlem chomak yisenu ulochol chaladis, and then you make his whole. The nusa just was that. You're saying, and all of the chaylim who were damaged in the army and this and that. It's you're saying for a whole tzibur. It sounds like you're changing the bracha. So you're saying lashon rabbin, and that's why, if you say at the end, it doesn't look like you're changing the language. Now, b'med there are more b'yachid. This halacha that the yachid can't put it in the middle of the bracha. That a person cannot put it in the middle of the bracha. Somebody, an individual person, has no right to add on to the nusach. So in Yom Kippur, we have this idea. We extend the bracha of Chazaras Hashad tremendously. How do we do that? The answer is for a tzibur is allowed to add in the middle of a bracha, even though it's in the middle of the bracha. In Yom Kippur, the bracha is a very long bracha. It starts at Havu Chatan, it ends off that the Mekesh is over Yom Kippurim, and that's all one long bracha. In the middle, we say all of those thesis. That's okay. The other thing he mentions, which I've never seen done, but if you look, I have at least one sitter, which says that you end up, let's say, during the year when we add not the Rosh Hashanah or Kippur time, it's Rosh Hashanah Tshuva time. But the whole year, the Tanaisim or the Bahab, when we add in Slichas, they had recorded the Slichas are said in Chazar Shashatz in the Brach of Slach Lono. Slach Lono, Kivashanu. Then you start saying, you're going to Farachim and the whole thing. That's what you do. Let me say it over there. It's no Bracha. Oh, no problem, because it's Hebrew doing it. I've never seen it, but that's how it's recorded in some Siddur. So apparently, Mishnah Berurah says there was such a practice. Okay. Now, when the person's asking for an individual need, so he says that Lashon Yachid, and if we can say it in the middle of the bracha as well, because it doesn't look like you're adding onto the bracha, because the bracha is written in Lashon Rabbin. Love Lashon Rabbin. Chazal allowed you to add into the bracha because you have a need for it. That's fine, but in gam came aloshen rabim. But if you say the language of rabim, it looks like you're changing the language of the bracha. I'm saying kaf tuf tav kuf. Some of us, if the Alta Tavis is Elchad Kila Kolosev, can be Rabbi Yonah. Over there, he passed, and we should be Machbat Rabbi Yonah, that the Bakasha of the Tzibur should be said the Lashon Rabbin and Dafka at the end of the Bracha, and for Yachid can be said even in the middle of the Bracha, Lashon Yachid. Shemaya Tefillot. So the Shulchan Aruch says that this is all talking about, there's, of the 13 middle Brachas, this is talking about 12 of them. Shemaya Tefillot was made to be the place for all bakashas, so you can say Lashon Rabbim, you say Lashon Yochid, for Rabbim, doesn't make a difference. You're not being moisted, that's what it's there for. Comes the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nyod, Uba'akos, the Lorena Arbet Yerah, Yisrael Tefillah, Dilukil Shabrochas, and Yinzad, the Emsa also Lishon Rabbim. He says, no, that if you're making a bakasha in the middle of the bracha and at the end, you have to say Lashon Yochid, not Lashon Rabbah. Or you can add in Kadama Yila Rotzen, Akamas into Kukhapes, Vishapurusom, Shukot and Zion, Mashad into Visham. So he sends it over there that, but over there you can add in as much as you need, etc. Base. Yesh Mishaimer. This extra request should be a limited request. So who is this Yesh Misharmer? This is a Mordechai. Afila Babirchas Shemeya Tefila. Bakoshka Mishar Brachas. This is a limitation which applies to the Shemeya Tefila as well. Avla Akrat Tefila, Afila Kadim Yilrotsun, Mitul Harak Bechol Gavni. You haven't said Yilrotsun yet. That's fine. You can add as much as you want over there. Kudei Maril Isa, Shekhar Shecholah Maril, goes with a tzibur taina suvar maslichus. When the Maril got ill, took ill, the tzibur was geyser, a tainus and slichus. Min hagam hoya oz lermer slichus bam sabirchus slachlonu. And they said it in the bracha of slachlonu. So you're saying it for an individual. Masha, the tzibur tzarch yachin, shari afila bam sabracha. So l'char would indicate that they would, even though it's for an individual, as a tzibur, you're making it to put it in, insert this even in the middle of the bracha. Well, that was questionable. Yeshem the Shana Maril, the Rabban Tzrichim, the Torah, the Kerabim Tami. So he said, no, that we could argue that the Maril, this took place when the Maril was ill, the Maril was the Gadol Ador, when therefore let's consider that's a Tzarech Rabban, not a Tzarech Yachid.
If a person has tremendous needs, I mean, for everything, das, health, and obviously Hashem knows that doesn't need, like you say, you're supposed to put names, but Hashem knows he's davening. But if a person wants to say still for all of Klai Yisrael, meaning Barabim, is it any less? Hashem knows, like if I daven and I ask for help for myself, but I do it, and that all Klai Yisrael too. I'm not selfish. I don't want to be selfish.
Right.
That's Hashem not pay attention. I mean,
no, it's the same. It's just,
he knows it's for me.
Chazal is kabeya a bracha. Where we don't want you changing the nusach of bracha. You can make your own bakasha. So you say at the end of the bracha, it's clear that you're not changing the nusach of bracha. So you say that person, I would like it. So he's asking for all of Klai Yisrael, right? So we preferred. Since over there the Iker Nusach is Lashon Yachid, so we see that you're not adding, you're not changing the Nusach of Bracha. But if you say Lashon Rabbim,
but even in Shema Tefila, I'm saying, where you said it's...
Well, Shema Tefila is no limit. He said that you can do whatever you want. He just says it's not a good idea to be Marach, to dive in for too long.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What is Marach?
How much is Marach?
Yeah, what is considered?
I don't know.
Well, that's what I was wondering too, because I was thinking in my head, it could become like somebody, you see people davening for a half hour, that could be why.
That's possible. That's why they're davening so long.
But isn't there I'm not sure of the word, it's taking too long? Like, it's not the bracha yet, but you eventually say Hashem's name for the bracha, but it's the bracha itself, isn't it?
If it would be too much, if you said.
Because what's wrong with davening, right?
I'm not aware that you know. I did point out to somebody one time. A high school bacher asked me, says, "Rabbi, I walk over to my friend and say, hello, how are you?" It's weird.
Yeah.
So I thought he's having a lot of kavona in each letter, in each word. That's strange. You're talking to Hashem. Just talk to him. Right. Don't make such a difficult thing, but I'm allowed to discuss, as it were, in a certain sense. You know, speak out, Rishon. You know, Rishon, it's very difficult. Please help me. You know, that's fine. You could say that, but you know, okay. Now, Sif Gimel im dila gatov bebracha achas v'im soya. The person made a mistake in the bracha. So that's different than we had in the first three brachas, that they're counted as one unit, and you ever make the mistake in certain cases, you have to go back to the beginning of the three. Over here, and it's our last other rosh, a bracha shetah shadilah. You go back to the bracha where the mistake was, the beginning of that bracha where the mistake was made, and that's it. Misham ve'elech yachzer ala seder. Then you continue further ala seder. Okay. So what's the example? Again, he gave an example of either dileg or tall. What's deal? He skipped. What does it mean he skipped? In the pirush, the bracha of the government. The person forgot the whole bracha. Forgot to say one of the brachas. So, what it's when you realize you have to go back and say that bracha, then you continue on the brachas in order. So you'll repeat the X amount of the brachas. Maybe the person realizes, one second, I forgot the Kabbalah Shofar. Well, he's holding by Yerushalayim. So go back to the Kabbalah Shofar. That's the leg. Torah, Pirsha, Shishina, Balin, Yisrael, Lassu, Mamech, we're referring to a change which Allah would require you to repeat because of that, go back because of that. By Mashak Salim, Elba Simon, Samaches, Mishabur, Sakat, and Aleph. So why are Iri Bishagig? It's all talking about the person made the mistake, Bishagig. Then we have a right to go back and correct. The amazing Zerach Latzah, the Tchilat Tzvon Esrei, commercial cost of Besimen, Kufidal, Sim Zayim. But the person, excuse me, intentionally tried, skipped or made a mistake, etc. So the person says, sorry, this is not a Tzvon Esrei, it's an African from the whole thing. So you're back to Rosh HaBracha. In this scripture, to Usa, Be'oich, or the Omen Adayim Be'Bracha, if the person's still in that Bracha and he realizes he made a mistake, so Yaakshon and Welcome should tell the Vach. You go back to where you made the mistake and you read from there on. But with the exception of we had before by the person who's saying Talamot of the Bracha, he should go back to the beginning of the Bracha in the summertime. He should go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Okay. And then you say the rest of the Bracha is all the Seder. You realize many brochas later that you made a mistake. So you go back to the place which needed the correction, and you have to repeat again. So that's what you have to say all the brochas afterwards as well. I made a mistake in the. I'll say it now. I'm holding it. I just finished the shalayim, right? So I'll say it now. No. Because you would say it there, Nimsa Shashina Seder Sidon Shal Brochas, Layotadechavasa, means that you said the brochas out of order. Because the brochas of Shalom you said before, you made a mistake in it, which requires you to go back. So that doesn't count. So, oh my, what? Now you're saying the brocha, yeah, but you're saying it between Yushalayim and Esam Adobita, that doesn't help. Shaseda Brochas, Umayachik Hasakdala, Vasamchus Sidon Alamikros. Chazal, we're Kaveyat, and Chazal, based on Sukkim, you can't chaper with it. So therefore we're forced to go back, and the person was a Mishana Sidon Shal Brachos, he's not yet saved. Let's hold it here.
Oh, is that, that's what I was going to ask you.